Hi, this is Laura Clark, your Soul Wise Living Mentor, and welcome back to the 7 Simple and Powerful Tools to Use Today for Greater Success series. So how did your decluttering go? That was part of the tool number 3, creating an environment that will turn up the volume on your inner wisdom. If you can take 5 to 10 minutes a day and start with small areas like a drawer or a shelf, you'll start picking up momentum and be able to actually look forward to clearing and decluttering those bigger projects like, dare I say, your office, the garage, the basement, or the attic. But I'd like you to focus on the area you are looking for the most success in the quickest. So if it's in family, focus on the family room or the kitchen. If it's at work, focus on your desk or your office. And don't forget that computer and all of the files on it. They can be decluttered too. So far, we've spent time cleaning out our internal thoughts, and we began yesterday to clear out our external spaces that we have room in our lives for the next tool. And tool number 4 is setting your path forward. What this does is it helps create a life on purpose instead of in reaction. So often, we simply have time to react to the outer forces in our lives. By using these tools instead, we live in alignment with what our inner wisdom wants for us, and we set the path forward that has only one possibility, and that's success. For our inner wisdom is only drawn to our highest good, our success. The exercise and assignment for beginning to understand this tool is one you may know of. It's called your best day ever exercise. So sit down and outline the vision of your best day ever. And I would say focus on the day where you are looking for the greatest success, as you did with the decluttering concept of if it was family, go to the family room. For this best day ever success, if you're looking for it in business, write down your best business day ever. It can be in bullet form. It doesn't have to be a long, written out, unless you like to, paragraph by paragraph best day ever. But within those bullet forms or within those paragraphs, I want you to incorporate words about how you feel within each of these activities of the day. So if you want more relaxation in your life, and part of your best day ever is reading in a hammock, write down, reading in the hammock, and I feel at peace, calm, and restful, and light, and anything else you might feel if you vision yourself reading in a hammock. So you get the idea there. That's tool number 4. It's setting the path forward by knowing where you are going on those steps to get there. It will become more focused. So if you have this vision for yourself, you will see what the next steps are to get there. And if you haven't seen already my blog, I think that might help you with this tool. It has lots of articles about clarity and success and setting your path forward and how to use these tools to be more effective. So you can check that out. And if you subscribe to blogs, please do so. Feel free to do that. That's at www.soulwiseliving.com. Remember that soulwise is hyphenated, soul-wiseliving.com, and there'll be a link to the blog there. Until tomorrow and tool number 5 comes, keep smiling.